For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House is reportedly now ready for a military option for taking over Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Leavitt said the president and his team are discussing a range of options and that utilizing the U.S. military is always an option. In a statement, she said Donald Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. Overseas, European leaders have announced their opposition to any U.S. takeover, saying Greenland belongs to its people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Department of Homeland Security launching what's called now the largest immigration enforcement operation it's ever carried out. An official says 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected to be deployed in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Federal authorities say the move began over last weekend and targets fraud involving Somali residents. Vice President J.D. Vance says Americans will feel the benefits of President Trump's trade deals, with international investment money flowing into the U.S. to support manufacturing for domestic labor.
You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of investment that are coming into the United States, building factories, reinvesting in the American worker. And when that, the American people, I think, really see the fruits of all those new factories coming online, they're going to realize that we were sold a lie in this country for 40 years. And the lie was that America needed to rely on other people to make our stuff.
The vice president was appearing on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Pipeline safety regulators imposing their largest fine ever on the company responsible for leaking 1.1 million gallons of oil in the Gulf of Mexico in 2023. This is SRN News. Well, Christians in Nigeria are hoping that 2026 brings a lot of peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims, with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns all across the U.S., many churches and other groups are working to reconnect their communities. Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency, is working out of Pittsburgh. This is SRN News. Michael Reagan, the eldest son of President Ronald Reagan and a conservative commentator, has died. He was 80. Here's Keith Peters.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announced his death in a post on the social platform X on Tuesday, calling him a steadfast guardian of his father's legacy. His cause of death was not immediately announced. Reagan was a contributor to the Newsmax television network and was known for his talk radio program, The Michael Reagan Show. Keith Peters, Washington.
Aldrich Ames, who betrayed Western intelligence assets to the Soviet Union and later Russia, has died in a prison in Maryland. A Bureau of Prison spokesman said Ames died Monday. He was 84. He admitted receiving $2.5 million from Moscow for U.S. secrets. More details, srnnews.com.